This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, you can plan on the dry weather to continue through tomorrow across the Columbia Basin. Then a cold front will push through the region on Sunday with showers mainly northwest of Moses Lake to Sunnyside. Scattered light showers will develop across other areas of the Columbia Basin Sunday night and linger into the middle of next week. Rainfall amounts should be mainly a tenth to two-tenths of an inch, but areas west of Ellensburg to Yakima and near the Blue Mountains may get closer to a third of an inch. So field work and fall harvest should be able to proceed in most areas into Sunday, and delays next week will be mostly minor. A period of dry weather of 5 to 7 days is possible beginning Thursday. Look for cooler temperatures today into the weekend, putting them closer to normal for mid-September, and then 5 to 8 degrees below normal from Monday through Thursday with the mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers. So although good hay drying is expected this weekend, hay left on the ground after Sunday will be subject to light rain damage. 2-inch soil temperatures range from the upper 60s in the moist soils to the mid and upper 70s in the dry soils. Look for soils to cool slightly this weekend and then into the upper 50s to mid 60s by the middle of next week. Crop water use the next 7 days will range between 3/4 of an inch and 1 inch for alfalfa and lawns. For the Ag Information Network, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.